This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The smartest show in the Bay Area.
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guy on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
We're back! They're back. And no, I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about the San Francisco Giants. Hi, everybody. Willie and Dibby, 888-957-9570. Yeah, I was just telling the guys, I'm cooking dinner last night, and I am. I'm in flip-flop mode with this team, dude.
Yep.
Just like, whatever. If it's on in the background, okay, have a good time. I'm not going to, like, stop what I'm doing. And then
because they're about to ruin.
No, and they have the summer and the style that you're used to. But I poke my head around the corner because I'm not rich enough to have one of them kitchens where I can see the dang TV. So I poked my head around the corner and across the room. I just did the quick eye glaze across the TV, and it's 4-0. And I'm like, first thing that goes through my head, how the hell did the Padres already score 4 runs?
Right.
And then my eyes focused a little closer and I went, wait, hey, Jude, what the hell just happened? I've been around the corner for 5 minutes. What happened? Dad, they've hit 3 home runs. Three home runs, that's the whole home stand. Yeah, exactly. Like, what do you mean they've hit 3 home runs? And yes, the sarcasm side of me immediately went, what do you all have against Oracle Park? You sit here for a whole month and can't seem to entertain anybody. You get out of town for one inning, and you hit 3 balls over the fence. What do you have against us? Why do you hate us ticket buyers?
Yeah. I mean,
anyway,
Elliot Ramos, after his little storm following the game. And
yeah, that was one way to handle
it. Percolated out, yeah. Was it it was either the first pitch or the second pitch? Because by the time I got to my car, I took Bart and walked across the Bart lot and got in my car. And I caught the second of the 2 home runs. And it was Dave Fleming in an alto, borderline a soprano mode. Gone! The second home run on virtually 2 pitches, and the Giants lead 2-0. And I was like, what? Is this like this date in Giants history? Is this some sort of April Fool's prank? And then, lo and behold,
nope.
I think 3 pitches in, it was 2 biscuit.
2-0.
And it was like, oh, Elliot Ramos. Okay, I see.
Well,
you bash the fans, you walk it back, you grab the bat, and you take it out on the baseball. Atta babe.
I do want to let everybody like reboot a little bit. And actually, I should have this like the exact wording in front of me. Lucas, if you would pull everything so we've got the exact wording in front of us. But Just to recap for those of you who might not have been around on all of this yesterday afternoon, Scott Osler writes a piece in the San Francisco Chronicle. The basic idea of the piece is, hey, the team still loves Bob Melvin. So you fans may not love Bob Melvin. The team loves Bob Melvin. And for whatever reason, Elliot Ramos, in answering the question, why doesn't Bob show more energy or passion or anger, Elliot turned it, it sounded like, turned it on the fans and basically said, that's not who Bob is. We love Bob. Nobody knows what's going on in here. When we were winning, everyone was with us, and now everyone's against us. But fans are fans, and there's nothing you can do about that. It was a little snooty and dismissive sounding, but it is words on a piece of paper. And Scott came on with the Joes this morning and very much said, that's not where Elliot was coming from. That's not what he meant. And I don't think any of us thought that, but it did send the echo chamber in which we live into a firestorm, because don't come at the fans. Don't do it. Don't do it. You're never going to win when you come at the fans. And then before the game last night, yes, Elliot spoke to Alex Pavlovich and others and said, that is not what I meant. We've got great fans. I'm just trying to explain to people that our team has a very clear feeling of how things have gone down here, and we don't believe that it's a Bob Melvin problem. And I actually largely agree with him on that. But also, the damage gets done. But you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to really kind of explore today, because this comes from genuine curiosity. 888-957-9570. When Elliot says, because I'm also going to go with somebody's first comment, because I think that's genuine and authentic, you said, they were with us when we're winning, and now they're against us. Where did you hear that, Elliot? What made you feel that way? That is my question. Because are Giants fans actually against the team if it's led by Bob Melvin? And maybe this is stupid because I'm asking our own echo chamber if this is just an echo chamber. So maybe a bunch of people are going to call and be like, yes, we hate Bob Melvin. We hate him. And we want him gone. And I will not be a part of watching this team anymore that he manages. If that's how you feel, great, call us and tell us that. But I wonder if there the other perception is out there too, which is that if you only listen to Twitter, and if you only listen to 95.7 The Game, and you only listen to sports radio, and you only read columnists, maybe you think the Giants fan base really despises Bob Melvin and is demanding change. I don't know if I believe that, or if that's just what Elliot's feeling because he opened up his phone.
It depends on where you look, and you can shop on the internet for whatever story you want. You can get whatever narrative you want, and I did this earlier. We had our little show meeting down the hall, and I was showing you site after site after site after site, article after article, Around the Foghorn, which is an online fan site. McCovey Chronicles, we all know that one. That's a pretty popular one. Reddit, which is kind of a warehouse of posts and opinions. It's kind of like the written version of TikTok, I guess. There's you start a thread and then people comment, and it's an open forum of remarks and action. And even the Crook and Kipe page on Facebook, unofficial, though it may be, with more than 100,000 members on that Facebook page, they all were talking about the same thing. Either he's got to go, or is it time he goes? Do you think he should go? All of those different sites and all those different posts were about Bob Melvin and losing his job.
But those are the internet.
Right. So like the echo chamber is more than sports talk radio. It's more than newspapers and Instagram and Twitter. It is a number of different other platforms where, you know, fans, one fan can be frustrated with an audience, and then it becomes a bigger thing than, you know, anything else.
No doubt. But I guess my question is like, are platforms, no matter how many of them there are, is that real life? Is that real life? How can we have nothing but platforms that say, damn it, I'm so done with this team, get Bomel out of here, and then 38,000 punch their ticket to go in there, grab a hot dog, high-five each other, and have a good time? That, I mean, like, it doesn't match up. And I think we have learned this lesson many times in our lives, that what's happening on our phones is not always real life. I'm not saying it is not somewhat, and sometimes it's very real life. But I would love to do a little bit of a straw poll here.
Right.
To what level is the phone real life. I go back and we referenced it yesterday. And this was a comment that was made by Damian Lee on a podcast about Steph Curry going into the locker room at halftime when he's not shooting well, pulling up his phone and scrolling through social media to see comments. I believe that was because he wanted to motivate himself. And any human being reads a bunch of junk about himself or herself on the internet, it's going to fire you up to want to go out there and disprove. And if that makes Steph shoot the ball better in the second half of a game, I would do the exact same thing. But are you telling me that if Steph does that at halftime, he really believes that Warrior fans are against him? Like, are you kidding me? Nobody has loved anybody more ever in the history of Earth than Warrior fans loving Steph Curry. So you can find on your laptop or your phone all an avalanche of negativity if you want. And I don't know that it's a fair representation of what's happening on the sidewalk in front of Willie Mays.
True. And if you're Bob Melvin and you are now in your 22nd year as a manager, you've been through enough of this to know that all of the echo chamber and all the nonsense and the noise out there, it doesn't matter. What matters is how your players feel about you, how your management feels about you, and what your record is. And from all measurements, and you have a better finger on the pulse than I do, the players are behind Bob Melvin.
Totally.
And the management, Buster Posey gave him an extension, and Buster Posey is not the kind of guy who's going to hair trigger, make a decision based on the fact that they're 2-13 at home since the All-Star break. And I would even go further up the ladder to Manassian and Larry Bear and Greg Johnson. They're not people who make these types of decisions because they're a stable organization. And the third piece of it is the fans. And the fans look at the last 4 years of we're either at 500, a stitch above, a couple stitches below, and the fans are frustrated. And so for the fans, you can't fire Chapman, Devers, Adamas, Jung-Hoo Lee, Logan Webb. Or you can't fire them. So to whom do you turn? Bob Melvin and darn it, Pat Burrell.
Can I play you something?
Do it. You won't.
No, I will.
Okay, I dare you.
So I was on the echo chamber last night. Because we did this, and it took over our 5 o'clock hour, and then I went home, and I'm like, what's going on? How's everybody feeling about all of this? And I found someone on Twitter, a video that it popped up on my feed, so it must have been getting some traction. I don't follow this person or know who it is, but this popped up on my Twitter feed. If you're out there, Giants fan, his name is Zordon Morty. I want you to listen after the Ramos comments. Zordon clearly had not seen the retraction yet. And he put this on social media.
It's very bold of a player to play a game as their job. A person such as myself and other people in San Francisco who work 12-hour days for places that they don't want to be in, we can't have an opinion on the that we see on the field? How dare you, Helio? I'll be more than happy without you being on the team next year. I hope you get traded. Because what you just said is outrageous. You guys losing and in the bed multiple times, and you, especially you, not can't even make a throw to third base. You suck, bro. You, Helio Ramos. I will stand on that, and I will die on that.
Okay. Is that how everyone feels?
He's passionate.
I honestly would love to get into a conversation with all of you about how much of this is real versus how much of it is the very loud minority. And that can be about Elliott. It can be about Bomel. It could be about the Giants as a whole. 888-957-9570. We will take your calls right now. Also, 95.7 The Game and Splash, giving you a chance to host your fantasy draft party in a private room for you and up to 14 of your friends, plus hooking you up with a loaded draft day food station, dedicated server, complimentary Wi-Fi. Your draft party's going to be a score. It all happens a week from today at Splash, Tuesday the 26th. As an added bonus, if you look at it that way, me and Dibs are going to be there, and we're going to stop by and have some fun, probably at one another's expense or yours. That's the way it works. So listen to us all day, every day this week, for a daily code word, and when you hear it, text the code word to 203 957. We thank you, Splash, for the awesome prize. More on that coming up. We're also sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. This Labor Day weekend, be road trip ready with Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment needed. Stay in your car while they change your oil, check your tires, battery, and fluids before you head down the coast or over the Golden Gate. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com. Is this real? Like, is it get Bomell out of here? Ramos, that's unacceptable. Or does that live mostly on our phones? 888-957-9570. This is Willard and Dick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
High drive to left and out of here. And that's how this game gets started.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, that was an interesting follow-up to the quotes and controversy. Gone.
Yeah, that's the best way to go about it. And, you know, you get into a little bit of a sticky spot, and shows like ours weigh in on what he should or should not have said, and he walks it back pregame at the suggestion, I would imagine, of people in public relations saying, hey, yeah, that wasn't great. Let's go ahead and, walk it back a little bit. And then he goes up and gets a bat, and on the fourth pitch, gone.
Gone.
So, yeah. Hey, fans, anybody still mad at me? I mean, Zordon, you still mad at me? Mr. Video Maker?
Sounded pretty mad. It was a lot of potty mouth. There was a lot of potty mouth in there.
Yeah, and he works 12 hours a day.
That was more beeps than a John Feliciano interview.
That's not bad. That's a solid three.
Thank you.
Three for the number of beeps. He almost got to. So, Zordon, we played the rant. Zordon Morty, ZMorty94, if you want to follow him, he could use you. He's only got 143. But he works for one of the oil change places. And he, as he mentioned, he works 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
So you get off work and you want to just enjoy your team. And yesterday, I think he did, because I'm looking at his Twitter, and Elliot wants to play now, all caps. Ah, yeah. Giants win, baby. And that was 5 hours after the blank you're done as a Giant. I'm good if you're not on the team. You're a below average defender with a bad bat and a bad attitude. Blank off. Not sincerely us. Giants fans.
Huh.
5 hours later. Aw, yeah. So, fan is short for fanatic. Shout out Guru.
But that's what I'm getting at.
That's totally what you're
this
getting at.
This is what I'm getting at. And so
he's about to get a follow for me. We're going to get him up to 144.
Okay, that's exciting.
Boom.
I would imagine, refresh your page, because you saying it on the radio has got to get him a few more.
ZMorty94, I gave him a follow.
And?
He's still at 144.
Okay. Well, there's a delay. Anyway, check it again for me in 10 minutes. Go, Zordon, go. Go, Zordon,
go. Let's
get
Z-Mort to 200 by the end of the show, darn it.
We can get to him by 245 if we wanted to. But I don't fully think this is real. I don't think you hate Bob Melvin. I don't think you hate Bob Melvin. And I can't speak to all of you at once. There's a bunch of varying opinions. And I don't 100% think Bob is safe. I don't think that. I don't think Bob has been awesome this year. I don't think that. But I also don't think that most Giants fans are in the streets with pitchforks. I don't feel that way. I think that there's two things. One, that's the internet. And imagine, like, you brought up a bunch of platforms and you're on Reddit. Like, imagine. It's very much like the comp you and I have made to Yelp. Nobody goes to Yelp after you had a good date. That's not when you go to Yelp. You go to Yelp when the salmon came out not cooked. That's when you go to Yelp, when you're mad. And so when do you go to the internet to yell at Bob? Not last night.
Yeah.
Quiet. You don't want Bob fired anymore? Well, they won. They've won two in a row.
Right.
There's nothing to bellyache about. So, I think that this is very, very circumstantial. And that's fair. That's fair. You get to ride the wave and all of those things. And the Giants have not played well. So let's look at the manager. That's kind of the other side of it.
Yeah.
I think that people are looking at the manager because you don't know what else to look at. And the Giants haven't really been forthcoming in terms of what the actual problems are. I don't think it's Bob. I don't either.
I mean, I think that it is a problem, and I don't think that he's had a terrific year. And there were times where he's left a starter in too long. And,
sure.
You know, there are times where you could look at managerial mistakes, and you could also look at the coaching staff where the third base coach, Matt Williams, Giants legend, your boyhood idol, one of the guys you aspired to be. He had a month where he couldn't stop making the wrong decision at third. Right. And whoever the fielding coach is, if there is one, their defense has been horrendous. So you can look at a number of different people. But for me, if you want to bullseye the one problem, it's the guys who you're paying nine figures to. They've not been consistently good enough to earn their keep, quite frankly.
Yeah, a couple things we'd like to play for you. First of all, Scott Ostler came on with the Joes this morning, and here's what he said with regard to the quote that made the rounds yesterday in his article. And again, I want to make sure we read that to you. Here's the quote, and it comes from this question. What about the people yelling that they want to see Melvin yelling? Which, yes, we love you, Guru. That's you. That's you, Scott. Like, in my opinion, Scott Ostler literally asked Elliot a question totally based on Guru. So, Scott, thank you for listening to 95.7 The Game and Steiny and Goo, because that has often been Goo's point. I want Bob to flip a spread, show some energy, get mad. Ramos's quote was, outside people don't know anything. That's the type of person Bob is. That doesn't mean he's not a great manager. When we were winning, everybody was on our side. Now it's like the fans are against us and all that. I don't get it. We're here, and we know what's going on. We know what we're feeling. We know what we're working for. But fans are going to be fans. We can't do nothing about it. Okay. I didn't really you and I talked a lot about it yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
My first initial reaction was, this is a young player who probably just chose the wrong word or two. I don't think there's anything malicious here. But it's impossible to not have those kinds of comments anger some fans. Now, here was Scott's follow-up comment today.
You know, this is a good lesson for journalists. I probably, if I was going to write that again, I would have nuanced it and kind of gone into taking more time to explain Elliott's comments and, you know, kind of give more context. For instance, you know, he said the fans really don't know anything. And that sounds kind of like a rip at the fans, and that's the San Francisco SF Gate guy took that quota and made it sound like Elliott's on some big kind of rampage against the fans, which was not the case. What he was saying was that the fans don't know anything. They don't know what goes on in the clubhouse. They don't really know. They're criticizing the manager, but they don't know what really goes on right here, and we know. And so it was much more in defense of Bob Melvin than it was any kind of attack on the fans. He was basically just saying, look, the fans just don't know what's going on. He also said that, you know, he kind of pointed out it's a little bit puzzling. You know, when things were going good, they were on our side, and now they're kind of turning on us a little bit. And it wasn't really, to me, a criticism of the fans. Again, I should have explained this more carefully. It was more of he was puzzled. Like, geez, why are they not backing us now? We're the same guys we were a month and a half ago. How come they're turning on us?
Well, and that's kind of the part that I still will take issue with. First of all, it's not puzzling at all. You lose every baseball game.
At home, especially.
Yeah, it's not puzzling. This is not confusing, number one. But number two, I still take issue even with the concept. Again, not the statement, Elliott, whatever, the quote reads a certain way, maybe he meant it a different way, and that's fine. But I take issue with even just the concept of I feel like the fans are against us. The only way you feel that way is if you are solely focused on the negative side of the fence. And I'm not saying the negative side of the fence is wrong. But again, like, how can you feel that way when the stands are packed all week long? The weather's beautiful and everybody's there and they're taking in Giants baseball. And were there a few boos here and there? Sure. I mean, welcome to you live in a big city and you play in a big team. Like, there's going to be some moans and groans sometimes. I don't know where you would get the concept to feel like, quote, the fans are against us. That just doesn't feel accurate to me.
Especially in the ballpark, and that is an internet and an online feeling. So if he's out there and he's reading all the different things on Reddit, McCovey Chronicles, around the Foghorn, or whatever else, you know, SF Gate, and he mentioned the guy at SF Gate, and we know the guy at SF Gate. And once upon a time, SF Gate was an offshoot of the Chronicle,
What did he say, by the way? And you're talking about Alex Simon. Alex Simon does articles for the SF Gate and tends to walk into quiet rooms and throw...
Right. And like, it's all just an aggregation sensation, yeah, is what it is.
Just throw fire and wood all over everything. But yeah.
So you take a piece like Scott Osler's piece, which the headline for the Osler piece was Giants remain united behind Bob Melvin. Quote, outside people don't know anything.
Okay.
That's Osler's headline for his column. The SF Gate headline is Giant player bashes fans amid historic home losing skid.
Yeah. Yep, that sounds like Alex.
You take the one piece and then you make that the headline, and it's definitely eye-catching.
Sure, that's how you get that. That's how you get the
and
traffic
that's how you do it
to your site.
And so that's what Scott was referring to with the SF Gate guy. And yeah, honestly, if you think about Giants fans in general, in totality, you're frustrated. And if you go to the team and you want to know what's exactly wrong, like why is this team falling short, and you go to the Warriors last postseason, why did they lose to Minnesota? Well, the easy answer is you lost your best player,
yeah,
and you lost four straight games. Is it an excuse or a reason? Probably both, but you can kind of sum it all up in just that. It's not a mystery. You were playing great, your star got hurt, and you lost. This is different because why are you losing all these games? Your run differential is almost a flat dead zero.
Yeah, it's back to minus one right now,
right,
as of today.
I mean, and you're still in it, but you're not in it. Why aren't you better? And you have to look at like 12 different things as to why you're not better. And so for fans, it's easier to just say, oh, the manager.
Yep.
As opposed to getting into all the nuance and all the weeds of it, you know?
And that's fair. That's like, I actually don't even think that's unfair. Like, I don't think anybody's crazy if that's where they want to point. That's the nature of being a boss. When things aren't going well, let's start with the boss. That's a huge part of it. So I don't think that's some sort of a crazy opinion. I just think that we're in a spot right now where everything, and maybe this is just because they're this extended home losing streak, if you will, everything is sounding and feeling a way hotter and more controversial than it is. That's how I feel. Apparently, Evan has been out in the streets and everybody is yelling that Bob Melvin must go and there are chants and whatnot. I'm overstating it, but Evan says he's having that conversation a lot of places. I'm not. Again, yes, I see it on Reddit. I see it on Twitter. I hear it on 95.7 The Game. I do not, at my fantasy draft with 12 other Giants fans, no one's like, get Bomel!
Right.
At it. Like, I don't hear that. People are like, oh, God, this is, the whole thing's just disappointing.
Sure.
I think that's like, and everyone's confused as to why. Giants are, the fans are, everyone's confused.
And it's all of the little things, and it's hard to have that conversation and talk about the minutiae of failed baseball, but it's hitting with runners in scoring position. It's advancing runners. It's making the simple defensive play to eliminate giving other teams 90 feet. It's being able to steal a base. And I don't know if you saw over the weekend, I know you were in and out, but Jung-Hoo Lee, like, running like his butt's on fire. Like, I was stealing everything.
Yep.
Jung-Hoo Lee is on the move.
And catching baseballs with his legs.
Right.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
I think they should do that with all of them now. Let's entertain everybody.
Certainly, like, Savannah Banana style, right? Do a cartwheel and then make the play.
Catch it with your shoe, your hat, I don't know, something.
These answers, though, are much harder than just blaming the stars and blaming the manager. And the things that make me look to firing a coach or a manager, the number one thing is what happened to Kapler, where you lose the fellas.
You lost the people.
You got Jock Peterson playing Pusoy Dose during games and caring more about a card game than he cared about baseball. And you had other players where, you know, it's like, am I going to play three innings today, Skip? What am I doing? And, you know, Farhan kind of lost his way. And so that one you could kind of smell, and you and I were doing it. You know, August, it's like, you know, Things are all right, and you got to September, and you were talking to some of your sources, and you're like, this ain't good, either one of them. And by the time we got to mid-September, you were like, there are going to be some changes.
Yep.
And I was like, yeah, I mean, it didn't happen suddenly, but you went from, they're teetering maybe, to, oh, no, they had to go.
Yeah,
could go that way,
it could, but I don't think it will. It could. I don't think that it will either, and there are multiple reasons to move on from leadership. It's not only, hey, the guys are kind of out on this whole vibe and situation. So, yeah, I don't have a prediction right now in terms of which way this is going to go. But for those of you listening, Dibs is 100%, like, you're right. This is not – nobody in the clubhouse is like, man, we need this guy out of here. We got to do something different. And then try this on for size. This is from our friend Eric Burns, Deuces Wild podcast. He always has Will Clark on. Listen to this conversation with regard to the problems facing the Giants.
Hitting with runners in score position is a skill, and you got to practice it. You know, you can't get all caught up in the moment. You can't panic. You got to take kind of what comes your way. But then again, you also can't drive in runs if nobody's out there. The only thing you can do is hit a solo homer, or you become the guy that starts the inning off. So, you know, I love Pat Burrell to death. He and I talk all the time about hitting and about his approach and what he's telling the guys and all that. And believe you, coming from me, it is extremely solid. And so – That's not the problem here. The problem is not Pat Burrell. The problem's not Bob Melvin. Problem is when you step in between the white lines, executing.
So there it is. He throws in Pat Burrell. And that'll probably be an unpopular thing that Will Clark just said. But to me, that was maybe even the more interesting part of it. He's like, I am talking to Pat constantly about hitting. And the process that he is using with these hitters is incredibly strong.
Rock solid.
Okay? And I hear from people all the time, they want Will Clark to take over. Look. Just last week on Twitter, hire Will Clark as manager and watch this fan base rally around that. Will Clark is not manager material. I don't even think Will would want to do that. But, like, all of these things sort of, they attach to some sort of an emotion in us, which is the way I feel. When things are not going well, we get frustrated. We want someone to yell. We want someone to have a big personality and be out there and this, that, the other, use swear words. These are the things that Will does. So Will is perfect when we're mad. okay? And Bob is perfect when we're happy. So I understand that. But to Elliot's point, that's how we're feeling. What matters is kind of the way they're feeling and the way they are producing and what would help them do better. And so if we're going to go to process versus result, I'm going to take Will's word for it, a great hitter and a great Giant, that the process that's being used is rock solid. The execution stinks.
Right.
That's not Bob. That's not Pat.
That's the execution. And the people who are asked to execute are guys who are making, three of them are making nine digits. And if you throw in Jung-Hoo Lee, that's four guys who are making nine-figure salaries, and they're going to be here for a long time. And yeah, you've got to be able to situational hit. And you can tell players till you're blue in the face what they should do and how you need to go about doing it. But if they don't execute it, then your approach can be rock solid, but you're not getting the results. And just with runners in scoring position this year, 25th in at-bats. So you don't have a lot of those at-bats with runners in scoring position. You're 27th in hits with runners in scoring position, 18th in RBI, and 22nd in OPS in those situations. So you're bottom third, bottom fourth even, in opportunities, and when you get the opportunities, you don't do it.
Well,
I mean, those are the numbers that I look at where, okay, if you're fourth in at-bats with runners in scoring position, well, you can be kind of bad and still succeed because you're getting a lot of those chances. They don't get a lot of chances, and when they do, they don't deliver.
They probably need to go overspend for another player.
A second baseman would be nice.
Or right fielder.
Sure. And
I mean, yeah. Go off for...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Kyle Tucker, $400 million. Do it.
They won't.
You won't.
Totally. No, but you're
not
wrong.
They probably do. Like, I know that it sounds ridiculous when it's like, dude, we got Adames. We finally got, and then they traded for Devers. It sounds ridiculous to be like, I think you need one more. But I think they need one more.
That's your Ocean's 11.
Yeah. You think we need one more?
One more.
I get one more.
Let's get one more.
Yeah, let's get
Think
one
about
more.
Yesterday, and that was the first time in 2 weeks that they scored four runs or more in an inning. You know I chart it.
Yep.
All four of the last times they've done that have been on the road, not surprisingly, considering they don't score here. But yesterday was a perfect example. You got four runs via three home runs, and then you had to hold on for dear life.
You never scored again.
That's it.
Yeah.
That was such a Giants game.
Well, and I mean, that's baseball. I guess what? Give the Padres pitchers credit. They are a good team.
Yes.
All of those things.
Feel free, though, to get seven runs. Like, you got four early. Can you scratch out a couple
more? How about five?
Right?
How about five? Can you get one more?
Right.
Can you get one more?
I think we need one more.
Yeah.
They almost needed one more.
Oh, they didn't get one more. That's the deal this year. And there's two pieces that really concern me. The Giants are one of the only teams in baseball spending big money and not winning more baseball games than they lose. That's very concerning. Number two, you cannot scream from the mountaintops, well, we were injured. No, you weren't. Not really. Like, Chappie missed 3 weeks, whatever it was. Like, it's not enough. That's not enough to cry foul. You had you put your roster together. These are your people. They played. You're 61-64.
Yep.
And you're not a good hitting team still.
No. Yeah, still. And the pitching has come a little bit back to earth because you traded two of your better relievers. And, you know, your starters have been, it's been a little bit of a rotation because you haven't had everybody up and healthy the whole way. But I do have it might be just a glimmer of good news.
I want to hear this.
Offer? Okay.
I want to hear this.
Yes.
Shibuzi's got some good news. All right. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. We're also sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans. Good news, deep dive dibs. Oh, and much more information on how you can win your fantasy football draft catered at Splash Private Room. At Splash a week from tonight. Much more information on how you can win that. Our show will be there that night. We're very much looking forward to it. And your first chance today to get yourself in there is going to happen in this 3 o'clock hour. So that's all coming up on Willard and Dibbs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.